For activist Opal Lee, it was a lifelong mission. 5 years ago, she walked from Fort Worth, Texas, to Washington, D.C., to urge lawmakers to make it happen. While the majority of U.S. states recognize Juneteenth as a holiday, and most hold celebrations, a national holiday was something 94-year-old Lee didn't think she'd live to see. "I've got so many different feelings all gurgling up in here," Lee told CBS DFW. "I don't know what to call them all. I'm so delighted to know that suddenly we've got a Juneteenth. It's not a Texas thing or a black thing. It's an American thing." The effort to designate Juneteenth as a federal holiday gained renewed attention amid a national reckoning on race after widespread protests against racial injustice were triggered by the police killings of George Floyd and other black people in the summer of 2020. Nevertheless, an attempt to pass the bill last year failed after Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, objected. He raised concerns about the estimated $600 million cost of providing another paid holiday for federal employees. Johnson relented this week, clearing the way for the bill's approval after it was reintroduced in Congress this year. While it still seems strange that having taxpayers provide federal employees paid time off is now required to celebrate the end of slavery, it is clear that there is no appetite in Congress to further discuss the matter, he said in a statement ahead of the vote. "Therefore, I do not intend to object." Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer quickly moved to pass the measure through unanimous consent, which allows approval without a debate or roll call vote. 14 Republicans opposed the measure in the House, but it easily passed the Democratic-controlled chamber. However, some have criticized the move as doing little to solve the material issues faced by black people on a daily basis. They noted the Senate has yet to pass police reform legislation or the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, a bill named for the late congressman and civil rights icon. That aims to prevent states from carrying out voting laws that are potentially racially discriminatory.